Wasn't that a beautiful song? It puts me in tears. Let's give them a hand. Come to Jesus and live. Good morning, still morning, to you all, and thank you for coming. It's my turn to preach, and I hope I can deliver what God wants me to deliver to you all. So, enough said. The only thing that put me to tears this morning, I'm trying to hold myself, is Nunu. She played the piano. She is, what, 16 now? How did they grow so fast? And I remember Sylvia and I, we used to babysit her. She was like 3 months old. And I said, what happened? What happened? Yeah, she grew up. She plays the piano. She serves the Lord. And she is a beautiful, beautiful girl. May God bless her. Thank you, Nunu, wherever you are. My message this morning is taken from Revelation chapter 3. You know the verse, but if you want to open your Bibles, it's good. Chapter 3 and verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Question, how would you respond if someone invited you to a dinner where the special guest was Jesus Christ, the Son of God? How would you react to the possibility of inviting him into our home or your home for a meal? How would you react if you received an invitation to attend a banquet at which Jesus was serving as the host? Just think about that. And it's interesting to note in the words that we just read that Jesus invites himself to come into our lives. That's my message today. He offers to sit as a guest at the table that we would place before him. He wants to have dinner with us. What would be your answer? Would you open the door? Remember, he's standing outside. Would you open the door? Would you let him in? In about 15 minutes, I would like to discuss a few things here. The very first thing I'd like to look at with you, who is the stranger who wants to come to dinner? Who is the stranger who wants to come to dinner? The door that we're looking at, he was knocking on the door, is pictured as the entrance into our hearts and into our lives. Each one of us have control of that door. Remember that. You and I and all of us, we have control over that door. We can open the door or we can keep it closed. The knob is there from the inside. It's for you to decide whether to open or leave it closed. And we have that privilege. I hope that you will stretch your arm and open that door. Who is the stranger, as I said, who is standing at the door? Well, he who is standing at the door of your heart this morning, he repeatedly and patiently is Jesus Christ. He's not a fictitious character at all. He's not someone you read about in a Christian novel or a Christian book. No. The stranger at the door is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is knocking. This stranger at the door simply wants to come in and change your life. That's his purpose. That's why he came from heaven. He came from heaven to come to see, to research, and to offer salvation to you and eternal life. We heard about him. God the Father loved you, loved the world, loved us all. And by the way, he loves you so much that he came and gave up his only son to die for you and for me. He's the same one who's at the door now outside and knocking at the door of your heart. Would you listen? Would you have the courage to say, stretch your hand, open, get that knob, turn it around, and open your heart and say, Jesus, you're welcome to my life. You know what? Why he's standing outside? Because he is longing to have fellowship with you. You know, in Proverbs, in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 31 says, I'm having my delight in the sons of men. He loves to have fellowship with you. He loves to have to sit with you. And the best fellowship you can have is over a meal. And he said, would you let me in so I can come in and dine with you, or have supper, or whatever you call it, and dine with you and have some fellowship. His heart longs for all human beings to invite him into their hearts and into their lives. God came in human flesh to reveal to us all his love, his compassion, his grace, and his power. You know, this stranger at the door is the one who created you and me. He's our creator. He's not someone. No, he is God who created you and me. And you know, to give you a glimpse of who is this stranger is. You can read it at home, but it's in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 12. It says, he is the God who measured the waters in the hollow of his hands. Remember our question, first point, who is this stranger? Well, it says he measured the waters that we have with the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens by the span. He measured it, that's right. That's the heavens. He calculated the dust of the earth by measure and weighed the mountains in a balance. The hills, he weighed them by a pair of scales, the Bible says. Behold, I tell you, the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are regarded as a speck of dust in the scales. Let me introduce you to this stranger. He is God Almighty. And he's standing outside. And he is like begging, would you let me in? So, what would be your reaction this morning? He comes not as an intruder. He never forces himself on anybody. The choice is yours. He is not, as I said, intruder, but one who has the privilege. He created us to claim us to him. He wants to save you, change your life, and pull you away from sin and give you a new direction in your life. Well, we covered who is the stranger. Now, a second point, what does the stranger at the door wants to do? We know about him now. Now, what does he want to do? This divine stranger wants to come into your life. He wants to come in through the door. He is not satisfied merely to look in. He wants to come in. He wants to bring you the gift of forgiveness. He wants to give you a new experience. And he wants to have a fellowship with you. He wants to give you a new beginning, a new opportunity, a new chance to start again in life. Have you been disappointed? Are you really having problems in coping with what this life is offering? Are you troubled? Is there a problem in your household? Problem at work? Situations that you cannot cope with? He wants to give you a new life, a new opportunity. Come to Jesus, as we heard. Come to Jesus and live. Life without Jesus is no life at all. Because he said himself, I have come to give them life, the true meaning of life. And you would not find it in anywhere you go. Any place you join, any club you think they have the answer for you, there is no answer for your life. For your thirst, for your problems, for anything you're facing now in life, there is no answer outside in the world. The only answer is Jesus Christ. I offer you Jesus this morning. This Jesus, this stranger, he also wants to come to be your friend. Do you have him as a friend? He is, beyond any doubt, the best friend you can ever have. Socrates said, friends There are no friends in life. Well, let me answer him. Yes, no friends, because he didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Spurgeon once said, "In the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, there burns such friendship toward us all that any other form looks dim and like candles versus the sun." He is the friend that who is closer to you than a brother. That's what the Bible says. He is. Take him. Bring him in. Let him come in. Let him come in and sup with him. And this is the call. Come and find life. He takes this stranger, the Lord Jesus Christ, the initiative in coming to us. He wants to get acquainted with us, but even more, that we might know him and him, his transforming life. And ask any believer, says, how do you find the Lord Jesus Christ when he came in, or since he came into your life? The answer would be, I cannot explain the love that he loved me with. He changed my life. And we can say with the letter to the Colossians, he transformed us from the domain of darkness into his eternal life. It's night and day. Come to Jesus. You'll find life. This divine stranger wants to make your life complete. Why don't you let him in? Come to Jesus. What did we hear? And live a different life, a better life. My final point is, what must you do regarding this stranger? Simply, you may decide to ignore him and have nothing to do with him. No, thank you. You may decide to neglect and to postpone making any decision concerning this divine guest who wants to come into your life. And many say, I have talked to many in my life. Many say, Adolf, that's wonderful. But I'm still young. I want to wait till I get married and have some children, and then I will come to Jesus. Well, I don't have a good job. I'm working to get promoted, have enough money, and be able to support a wife, and then I will take him as Savior. I spoke with many in my life, and this answer, I'm still young, you know. Wait for me till I grow a little bit more. I want to enjoy life now. Well, my answer to all these, can you guarantee that you will live? One day, Mike Souza brought me a nice man. He's a government official. He said, Adol, I want you to talk to him and please lead him to accept the Lord as Savior. We stayed in my office about 2 hours. I was explaining to him the way of salvation, that how much Jesus loves him. And he had so many questions I tried to answer. And then after 2 hours, he said, "Adol, thank you for the pitch." See his words. "You know what?" I said, "Yes, sure." I hold his name. "Yes, sure." He said, "Today I'm not buying a car from you." Can you guarantee he's not buying a car? I have all the respect to car dealers and car salesmen, everything. But we're not selling the word of God. We're not making pitches. We offer the word of God. And he never, as I said, Jesus forced himself on anyone. He's still knocking at the door. He's still begging you, "Let me in. Let me show you what life is. You've been trying life without me. Are you satisfied?" Ask any Christian, any person who accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior and walking in the newness of this life that he gives. Ask anyone, says, "What do you think? It's like night and day. I wouldn't want to go back for anything in the world." And one day I stood in front of a Christmas tree, if I remember. And I thought, I said, "Wow, I enjoy Christmas. I love Christmas. I enjoy it. But all the joy that I have in Christmas is no comparison to the joy when Jesus Christ entered my life." When I took that knob, I tell him, "Come, Jesus, and change my life." He changed my life. And I've been with him now for 67 years. Did I ever look back? Never. Did I ever regret anything? Never. Do I live to please him? I try my very best. You know, I'm a human being. And like we all are, we try. We try to live for him. What's your decision? You may just like that decide to reject him and have nothing to do with him. It's your choice, not mine. But the way of wisdom is to recognize this guest at the door, who he is. He is the divine Son of God. And he came from the gifts of heaven to you. Whatever heaven had to offer, he came with it, the gifts of heaven. Think for a moment about what he did for you. He came because he loves you. He died. He rose victorious from the death, and he's seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you and for me, and he's still begging. Would you take him? Would you open the door? Would you ask Jesus to come into your life and change it? Like I had no regrets. Ask any person who took Jesus as Savior. Ask anyone who God changed his life completely, asked him, said, "Do you regret?" "No regrets whatsoever. I never regretted. I regretted the days I spent without him. And now, after so many years walking with him, I enjoy his fellowship. He's my friend. He can become your friend." And that's why he's knocking. Would you come to Jesus and live? Would you open that door? Let's bow our heads for prayers. Our Father, we are thankful that we still have the liberty to go behind the pulpit or wherever we are and talk about you and about your love, about the salvation that Jesus brings into our lives. We thank you for all what you have done for us. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you are still begging people, knocking at the doors of their hearts to take you as Savior. You want to change their lives. You want to give them a better life. Oh Lord, we pray, if there's someone here that he heard this message and would love to experience this new life, to open the door and let you come in, and you'll have a good supper with him or her. We pray today that you dismiss us with your love, with your kindness, and your blessings. And help us, Lord, to live the life you want us to live and to always be ready to witness to anyone who comes along the way. In Jesus' name, we ask and pray. Amen.